So Prathisha and I are going to spend a bit of time just unpacking a little bit more about who is the Holy Spirit. And then we're just going to allow some time for the Holy Spirit. And parents, we've tried to really work on making this part of the service as accessible to everybody as we can. And I really believe there is no junior Holy Spirit, 100%. And I really, really, really believe that the Holy Spirit is not just for people who are mature in their faith. I really do. I believe the Holy Spirit is for absolutely everybody, whether you have been a Christian for 2 minutes, 5 weeks, or 57 and a half years. I don't know why I chose that. Maybe that's for somebody. The Holy Spirit is for you. It doesn't matter whether you are a little one, whether you're 4, okay, whether you're 5, whether you're 6, whether you're 106, the Holy Spirit is for everybody. And who is the Holy Spirit? Well, Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what we must remember is that the Holy Spirit wasn't invented at Pentecost. That's true. Because it says in Genesis 1, verse 2, the Spirit was hovering over the unformed earth. So right at the very beginning, the Spirit was there. The Spirit has been part of God and always been God forever. And the Holy Spirit is part of God in us. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit dwells within us so we can know the truth about God and have a constant companion to help us through our Christian life. You know that nudge when you know you probably shouldn't be doing it? Or that little reminder of something that was said? Or that you should go and pray for that person? That's the Holy Spirit working within us. So Prathisha is going to start by talking us through some of the ways that the Holy Spirit is portrayed in the Bible. What does the Holy Spirit look like if you look into the Bible? So Prathisha, I shall hand over to you and I'll go and get your props for you. Hold on.
Thanks, Debbie. Whoops. Okay. So for this part, I'd like 5 volunteers. Yes. You can come too. Let's see on this side. Anyone more? I need 2 more. Yeah, okay. This side, anybody else? Elliot, yeah, you can come. Right, I have my 5 volunteers. Are you strong? Which is the strongest one for you? Okay, all right. Elliot, okay. You can be my first volunteer. This will be easy for you. Okay, let's just stand here for a second. Elliot, you can stand with the rest there. Okay. So in the Bible, we're going to be looking at the different images of the Holy Spirit and who and what it means. Okay, this will just be easier for us to understand, as Debbie had just said, that sometimes you get a nudge, sometimes there's a word, sometimes someone talks to you, and we really don't know who the Holy Spirit may be. We don't understand, but some of us do. So first I'm going to give the first prop to understand the image of one of the images of the Holy Spirit. What is this?
A bracelet.
Okay. What type of bracelet do you think it is?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think the image of the Holy Spirit will be if I give you this bracelet? If I give you this bracelet? I'm your friend and I give you this bracelet.
Of God.
Yes. So this image will be a friend. So sometimes the Holy Spirit is a friend. Okay? And a friend is someone that you will comfort you, that you can rely on, you can trust, you can share your secrets, you can confide in. So let's just read from the scripture. Okay, John 14:26. The companion, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you. So too is the Holy Spirit described here as a friend who can build, who we can have a relationship, who will help us through our struggles. And sometimes when you're finding a bit of an issue and you have a situation, the Holy Spirit will be your companion and help you come out of it. Okay? So let's move on to the second image. Now you can have a seat. Thank you. Okay, you can have this one. What do you think the Holy Spirit is in this image? What do you think? What is it symbolic of?
Water.
Is it any water? So if you're thirsty and you could drink this water, will it quench your thirst?
Yeah.
Yeah? But then you'll get thirsty again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Holy Spirit, however, is considered living water. So it will, your thirst will always be quenched with the living water. So let us read the scripture. Maybe you can read the scripture. It's a big one. Do you think you can read that?
On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not entered into his glory.
Okay, thank you. So here Jesus is telling us that the Holy Spirit will come within us. It's the living water that will refresh us. It will cleanse us and will bring forth life and quench our thirst. Now, I would like to remind you, we spoke about the Samaritan woman, and she was talking and having a conversation with Jesus. And then Jesus had told her that everyone who believes in him will receive the living water, which is the Holy Spirit, and will also satisfy our spiritual thirst. So sometimes when we are praying and praying and praying, the Holy Spirit will come as living water and try to quench our spiritual thirst and bring us spiritual prosperity. Okay? So the next image. Let's go for that one. Oh. Right. Yeah. So what do you think this image will be of the Holy Spirit? What does this fan represent?
I think it represents when the wind struck when they started speaking tongues.
Okay, very good. That's excellent.
Very good.
So can you see the wind?
No.
Okay, that's true. The wind is invincible. Do you think the wind is powerful?
Yes.
Why do you think the wind is powerful?
Because it... Sometimes wind can knock down houses and stuff like that.
Yes, excellent. That's very good. Because we can't see the wind is powerful, but it can bring about change, right? And can result in powerful change. That's very good, actually. So one of the images in the Bible of the Holy Spirit is a wind. So if we can bring up that, maybe you want to read this. Can you read it?
Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting.
Okay. Right. So here, as I was saying, the wind is so powerful that it can bring about change. And God's Spirit was present and active when God created the world. The Spirit breathed life into humanity and lives in each one of us. And so sometimes when you are struggling with something, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you would actually stay with the Holy Spirit. You will be able to overcome things that are so powerful that you can't do yourself, and remove more obstacles because the Holy Spirit is there to help you through it. Okay, so this is what one of the images of the Holy Spirit from wind represent. Now we have the next one. Thank you. Okay. So, what do you think this is? Okay, what image do you think this is?
Fire.
Fire, yes, that's right. Okay, so here the Holy Spirit is represented as fire, okay? So, what do you think fire means?
Hurt.
It'll hurt you. It'll burn you, isn't it? But it'll burn away your sins, right? or the wrong things, isn't it? Yeah, okay, good. Right. So if we can bring up the next scripture in the Bible. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. Here, we spoke about tongues already in the beginning. And now, what this message in the Bible was talking about here, but the tongues of flame that engulfed Jesus' disciples. Here, the Holy Spirit came upon them and allowed the disciples to speak in tongues so they can send the message to the people. Because the people in those days used to speak different languages, right? So how would you reach out and spread the message? So this is what the Holy Spirit did. It came upon the disciples, and so they could reach out and spread the message. So that's what speaking in tongues. And some of you, while we are worshiping and the Holy Spirit is upon you, you start to speak in tongues because you are communicating with the Lord, right? And now we have the last symbol. Oh, maybe I had... Sorry, Elliot. I really was five. I think I had more.
But you look so cool standing there, Elliot. You have to be really careful with this. It's very special.
What is this?
It's a dove.
Okay. What does the dove represent?
I'm the Holy Spirit.
Okay. What else about a dove? What's so important about a dove? Okay, I'll tell you. So a dove is a very peaceful bird, okay? It brings joy, it means love, it doesn't harm anybody, it's perfection and pure, and also means it's pure, okay? And these are some of the characteristics we can describe the Holy Spirit as. So in the Bible, we can read the next verse.
One day, when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit
The Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So as we see here in the scripture, while Jesus was praying, the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit engulfed Jesus, okay? And the Father had said that he loved him. This was his son, okay? And I want to share something today. Some people know this, but I've actually had an experience similar to this. And it was up in 2005. The congregation was a bit different that time. And I was sitting in the seat, and it was prayer time, and I was praying. But I was struggling with a life-changing decision. It was a major decision. And at that time, I really did not know who to please or what to do, because every decision I made, someone was going to get hurt. And I may not do everything that's written in the Bible. So, you know, I was going through a dilemma. So I prayed and I prayed. And then I had to go to the toilet. So I went to the ladies' bathroom. And a member from the congregation followed me. I really did not know the person. Neither did the person knew me, knew my struggles, what I was dealing with. And then she said, "You know what? While you was praying, the birds, they were doves flying above your head. And God said, I must give you this message. He said, I must tell you, don't worry, everything will be okay, and he loves you." And I knew at that time that's all I needed to make the decision. And that decision was actually to follow Jesus. That was actually the time, and I felt so peaceful. And at that time, I did not know the doves were the Holy Spirit flying above my head. I did not know, but someone else in the congregation saw it, gave me the message. So therefore, I'm telling you, when you pray and you have a struggle, God is listening. He will send the Holy Spirit. You may not feel it. Somebody in the congregation will send you the message. So the Holy Spirit is powerful. Just pray and God will send him.
Thank you very much, Prathisha. Wasn't that great? A really good understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is part of God. The Holy Spirit is living within us. When we become Christians and we say, God, we accept you, we believe that Jesus is your son and that he died for us, the Holy Spirit is with us. But how do we engage with the Holy Spirit? Sometimes it's so powerful and overwhelming that you actually have no choice in the matter. But I do think there are things that we can do to engage with the Holy Spirit. I want to think back to Prathisha's first thing about the Holy Spirit as our friend, our companion. If you had a really good friend, you would expect that friend to be there for you, and that friend would kind of be alongside, and you'd invite that friend to join in with anything you were going on with you. You might invite them to talk to you if there's something going on and you're really stressed about it and you want some advice. You might invite them over to spend some time with you. And if that was the case, I'm pretty sure you'd make the time. You probably wouldn't put the TV on at the same time. You probably wouldn't have invited maybe, oh, you might have done, you probably have told them if it was a big party. But if you wanted to talk to them, you probably wouldn't have invited lots of other people. You wouldn't have left the TV on. You wouldn't have, you know, suddenly in the middle of taken a phone call, sat with your phone in front of your face the whole time. You'd be engaged with this friend, wouldn't you? Because you'd be like, this person's important to me. They may not have pushed themselves to get an invitation, but you would have gone, come and enjoy this time with me. That's the Holy Spirit. You will get a nudge and you'll get a little reminder and you'll get a, hello, I'm here. But the Holy Spirit doesn't push himself on us. The Holy Spirit waits for an invitation. And if we're going to invite the Holy Spirit in, we need to leave some space, don't we? We need to put aside distractions, get rid of the things that are causing us to not really focus. And it doesn't have to be, something physical, like something you're watching or something you're doing. It could just be something that's going on in your head. You have to put it aside and invite the Holy Spirit into that situation. And when you have a friend visiting, children, maybe you can answer this one. If your friend comes over to see you, do you put your back to them and have a chat like this? I hope not. You might not get very friends very much longer. No. Okay, good. I've got some definite shakings ahead. Do you kind of squeeze them in like the smallest part of the room and just go, oh, yeah, you know, it's a bit messy over there, but just sit over there and I'll sit over here. Is that what happens when friends come over? Kamsey, you're really helping me out today. She's going, no, of course not. Okay? We don't do that with our friends. So why would we do it with the best friend we've got? Because our friends can give us advice and our friends can help us out of situations and our friends can enjoy stuff with us, but actually, they're all human. They're not perfect. So it's really important that we actually make the space and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and join us. You might think about the posture that you have. You might kneel. You might sit. Aaron spoke to us this morning about having your hands open. I'm always really challenged by that because it means that if my hands are open and ready, they've got nothing else in them. Yeah? I can't pick up my phone without moving my hands. And I'm going to speak into that right now. My children are already rolling their eyes, right? I know. I'm owning it. We've become a generation where this is what happens most of the time. And I'm just as guilty of it. I get that 100%. We have a lot of conversations about this in our house. More guilty, apparently, according to my son. Thanks for that. But in those times when we are engaging with the Holy Spirit, whether that be at church, whether that be at home, whether that be out and about, how much are we inviting him in? How much space are we giving him? Yeah, it's so important. Now, there are things we need to expect. Maybe you're a new Christian. Maybe you're a child. What happens? We've done who is he? We've done how we engage with him. But also, what happens? What should we expect when the Holy Spirit comes? Well, do you know what? That's different for everybody. I remember, I was planning for this morning, I remembered something really clear in my head. Okay, I was a teenager. I was at our youth group on a Tuesday evening, I think it was. And we had had a fantastic message, and they invited us to come and receive, you know, kind of to come forward and to receive the Holy Spirit, invite the Holy Spirit to come and work in our lives. And all around me, there were people falling on the floor, crying, shaking, and me, no. I remember, I can so distinctly remember going, no, Lord, no. Nope, 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 nope. And I walked away from that actually feeling quite sad. I didn't really engage with the Holy Spirit that night because I was too busy putting up all the barriers of things I don't want to happen. And I lived with that for a long time. Whenever there would be a moment of engaging with the Holy Spirit, I would be like, yeah, I'll just sit here because I clearly, God doesn't want to talk to me. The Holy Spirit doesn't want to come to me because that one time, I really stood my ground and said no. So why would he bother? It took a long time for God to get into this little brain here and go, maybe that's not you. I want to meet you where you are, not where you think. So when people are filled with the Holy Spirit, they might have a really physical reaction to it. When the Holy Spirit comes, they might shake, they might cry. But that might not be how the Holy Spirit comes and meets you. It might be a quiet voice. We've heard today about how the Holy Spirit can help people to speak in tongues. And that was so useful in Acts, wasn't it? And still, even now, that happens today, that you might be speaking in a language that you don't understand, but God does. But that might not be what God wants for you. And that's okay. You might feel an emotion that you've not felt. You might feel a release. You might feel absolute joy and the need to laugh and dance and go, you are amazing, God. But God will meet with you in your way through the Holy Spirit because we are all different. But we have to welcome him in. And we have deliberately said this morning that that's what we want to do. We want to spend this time engaging with the Holy Spirit. We want to spend the time inviting the Holy Spirit to come and spend those moments to us. Talk to him about the things that are bothering us. Talk to him about the things we're finding difficult. Ask him to fill you up with a bravery to go into school this week. With a confidence to face those exams. We're going to be praying for those a bit later. Okay? With the peace about something that you're troubling you right now. We want to invite the Holy Spirit in. We know he's here, but we want to invite him to work. And I was sent a poem earlier. Yesterday, I think it might have been. And I read it and thought, yeah, thanks God. You know, God speaks all the time. And this is something that I hope will lead us into our time of worship. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back and play, lead us in a song. Because sometimes that's a good way to start, isn't it? But I then want you to make your own personal choice. I'm going to move all the chairs in a minute, quietly, I hope. Okay? Because I think that might be a space where you just want to go. This might be a space where you want to go. Your chairs will be a space where you want to sit. You might want to stand. You might want to sit. I'm going to suggest, children and young people, take a posture. Hold your hands out and say, God, I'm waiting. Young people, I am challenging you to put that phone away, to put away distractions. I am challenging you to engage with this. This is not a time for you to feel embarrassed because God says he loves you and God says, I'll meet you where you are right now. And I am fully expecting and fully encouraged by what's happened this week that God is going to meet us. The Holy Spirit is going to come here this morning, whether you are old or young, a new Christian, someone who's been a Christian for a long time. Someone who likes to be loud and someone who wants to be quiet. God is going to engage with you if you invite the Holy Spirit in. Let the Holy Spirit come. He is a gentle whisper in your ear. Let the Holy Spirit come. He is a voice inside telling you right from wrong. Let the Holy Spirit come. He will strengthen you from within. Let the Holy Spirit come. He will prepare you for the future. Let the Holy Spirit come. He will drop words of wisdom into your life. Come, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in our church again. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We invite you here into this place. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let us feel the change in the atmosphere. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Flood our hearts with your peace again. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Fill us with your joy till overflowing. Holy Spirit, come in power. Come bring praise in all languages. Holy Spirit, come in power. Come mend broken hearts and sick bodies. Holy Spirit, come in power. Set hearts on fire with a desire to serve you. Holy Spirit, come in power. Release that power into our lives. Holy Spirit, come in power as we go into the world and share your love. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come now. Holy Spirit, come now in power. Amen.